Chris Wallace is with us, pumped up about Fox News Sunday and the afterglow of the first interview with Governor Mitt Romney and Mrs. Romney after their loss in the election. I thought it was a great interview. He seemed like the same guy. I remember Bob Dole, after he lost, let it all fly. He was this funny guy, hopped on Letterman, was a riot. I expected to see a little bit different of Mitt Romney. I didn't really see a different guy. He was the same guy that was campaigning. Did you see a different guy?
No, maybe a little bit less guarded, but no, I think he is who he is. I think he's comfortable in his own skin, knows who he is. I saw him off camera. We had dinner the night before. I saw him on camera during the interview. No, they're not too dramatically different Mitt Romney's. I think Mrs. Romney was a little different, just in the sense, and not really a different personality, but I think she was pretty open about how much this hurt her and how much trouble she's having dealing with it. You know, it was strange. We went out to dinner the night before. I thought, well, gosh, they haven't sat down with a reporter in 4 months. I thought maybe I'll ease into this a little bit. And I arrived at the restaurant that we were going to have dinner by cab, and this car, this SUV, pulls up. And out of it, you know, out of the passenger seat comes Mrs. Romney. Out of the driver's seat comes the governor. And, you know, it was just the two of them. No staff, no Secret Service, no crowds. He went and got his valet ticket. We went into the restaurant and had to wait online for his table to be ready. You know, it was a little bit of a come down from where they were just a few months ago, but that's life.
I mean, you said you talked 2 weeks ago about what he's going to be doing next. Do you sense anything certain in terms of politics?
Well, and incidentally, boy, did that get misplayed. Because if you remember, I mean, that's an interesting story, because what happened was...
They picked up our radio show.
Yes, but you were starting to trash him and say, why does anybody want to hear what he has to say at CPAC? And I was thinking, hey, he doesn't know. I've got this interview, so I'm going to try and get him off that and say, well, I know something else he's going to do. And everybody thought I was hinting that he was going to be a Fox News contributor, which was complete baloney. No, here's what he's going to do. He's working in business. He's helping his sons. He works a day a week with each of his sons on their various businesses. He's got a foundation which has now been renamed and repurposed to help poor kids both in this country and around the world. And he's not gonna certainly run for office. He must have said 4 or 5 times in the interview, I know I lost, I understand I'm not the party leader, I understand that I have limited credibility. But he's gonna speak out. He's gonna speak on the issues because he cares about them. And even though particularly on these money issues, like what they should do about the deficit, what they should do about the grand bargain, I think he still has tremendous credibility.
Right.